Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Acts chapter 7 today, verses 54 through 60. That's Acts 7, verses 54 through 60. Now, we've come to the end of Stephen's message, and this is the reaction of the Jews. Now, when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. By the way, you hopefully understand that when it says he fell asleep, he died as they stoned him and as they put him to death. And here's today's challenge. As Stephen finished his sermon, they rejected him and the message again, so much so that they killed him for saying it. Just like the prophets who had been killed for preaching of the coming Messiah, just like Moses was rejected by the people, Stephen was rejected as well, and they killed Stephen for saying it, for saying that Jesus was the answer to God's prophecy and the Messiah and the fulfillment of all that. But as they're killing him, he can see heaven opened. And he sees Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father, welcoming him into heaven. And here's today's challenge. Jesus will walk us through death. The Bible actually tells us that the passing from this life to the next, Jesus will walk us through it. Listen to John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. He says, "Let not your hearts," Jesus is speaking, "let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Did you catch that? Jesus says, "I'm going to the Father's house, preparing a place. And when I prepare a place, I'm going to come back and take you to be with me." Folks, the Bible's clear. As we look at the scriptures, Christians should not fear death because we will not die. We'll just pass from this life to the next. And as we see, Stephen was ushered as he died here on this earth and passed into the heavens. He was ushered into the presence of God by Jesus himself and welcomed. And you and I don't need to fear death. He will walk us through the passing from this life to the next. But I also love the fact that as he's dying, Stephen had a love for and a desire for the people killing him to be forgiven. You know who that sounds like? As he's crying out, "Lord, don't hold this sin against them. Forgive him, Lord. Give him another opportunity to be saved." It sounds just like Jesus on the cross. In Luke 23, verses 32 through 38, the scripture says, "Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, 'Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.' And they cast lots to divide his garments, and the people stood by watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, 'He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one.' The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, 'If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself.' There was also an inscription over him, 'This is the King of the Jews.' One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, 'Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us.' But the other rebuked him, saying, 'Do not fear God. Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong.' And he said, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And he said to him, 'Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" As Jesus is dying, there's an individual, one of the thieves on the cross, who changes his mind about who he is, and he's saved and forgiven. As Stephen is being put to death, he's crying out, "Father, don't hold this against them. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." And there's an individual there, someone specific. His name is Saul. We know him as the Apostle Paul, who was standing there giving approval to his death, holding the coats for the people that were throwing the stones. But just like the thief on the cross, Saul now is being witnessed to in the dying hours of Stephen. Folks, as you pass from this life to the next, don't be so concerned about getting to heaven that you don't still pray for those who are left behind, that they too may get to go to heaven as well. I look forward to sharing some more from the book of Acts with you on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in Psalms. Hope to see you then.